And welcome to Breathe In, Booze Out, the July edition. Eric's not here, so...
What was he doing? The, like, family shit?
Family shit.
I'm sorry, I don't have a kid yet, so I can still call it that.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
So, you know what they say, that while the cat's away, the mouse will play?
Are we mice now?
Yes.
Okay.
Mice and men.
George. Which way did he go, George? Which way...
So we're gonna have fun since we don't have Dr. Alcohol to tell us, you know, the specific tastings of different things.
Yeah, we're just
not saying that's bad. That's amazing that Eric has that talent.
Yeah,
but we don't have that talent.
No, we're a little bit less refined.
Well, it is summertime. It is really hot, so we're gonna drink a couple of things that we think go well with the summertime heat and everything. But it is National Tequila Day today.
All right.
Apparently is.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay.
And hey, it's sponsored by Patron.
What drink is that?
Oh my God, you.
This is a Bloody Mary, I think.
What are you doing, Bloody Mary? I love Bloody Mary.
That looks like a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, it does look like a Bloody Mary.
That's all. Come on, Snapchat. Why don't you at least put a margarita there?
Or a worm.
Or a worm.
You know. But anyways, we're gonna take a little. Shout out to you. This is a Casino Sul. It's their añejo, so it's
añejo.
Nice and. Way too smooth.
It's super smooth
I
for
like
tequila.
It is really smooth.
It's supposed to punish you.
Tequila's supposed to punish you, but it's fine.
I shot it.
I'm sorry, you guys.
My wife and I got this because it has a three-tier, really cool bottled system. The top is silver, then reposado, then añejo at the very bottom.
That's pretty good. I don't know too much about whiskey myself. I mean whiskey, tequila myself. What's a whiskey guy? I mean, what's a good? Do you think in your opinions?
Tequila.
The ones that get you drunk. Those plastic bottle ones.
Plastic bottle ones. It's like not Cabo
what
Wabo
is the one in Mexico.
Or...
The
oh, I forgot the brand, but they're like this little like they look like little jars.
Yeah, they look like small like you know like the Ozarka plastic bottles.
Yeah.
It's like that, but with, like, basically, like, really low-class tequila.
That's terrible.
You go into, like, gas stations and buy it there.
That's terrible. You buy a jug or something, that's usually will
that,
end
that's
up...
That's the kind of stuff that people drink, and they just want to get fucked up with,
yeah,
to
no,
be honest.
It's more, it's, I mean, because you could come over here, you could buy, like, really crappy beer and stuff like that, but this is really crappy liquor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, this wasn't that crappy. It was fine.
No.
It was really smooth and not
it was smooth. It was smooth for tequila.
I don't feel
tequila.
Punished by drinking this.
Yeah. Yeah, usually tequila doesn't agree with me very much.
Yeah, I know. You said you get crazy with tequila, so we'll see what happens.
We'll see. I'll run out of here naked.
Ooh.
No esta mañana.
We'll Snapchat it.
with the filter.
With the filter.
Which someone's got to do.
Take a shot and you'll run naked.
God damn it. All right.
So one of the first drinks, we're actually going to have two drinks. And I just thought about this. We're going to have to take a break because drinking this drink and then drinking the other drink is going to make us feel sick if we drink them right next to each other.
Okay.
But first, Ryan, you were super excited. When
oh, yeah. So a little background. I was like, you know, Hazen's and I were trying to lose weight. And I said if I hit a certain weight, lose at least like 25-ish pounds, I will make a adult milkshake. So that's what we did. We did just that. So we got some vanilla ice cream, Adam. Some vanilla ice cream. Went to our local HEB. We did that. We got some those grasshoppers, those fake
Girl Scout cookies.
Uh-huh. We get a little bit of crunch. Of course, some lactose-free milk, because, you know, so we don't gas up the place. And and
we're
then,
old, guys. We're old.
Well, what's really, really important is one of my favorite things to add to anything with cream like that is Buffalo Trace bourbon cream. Kahlua ain't got nothing on that. It's fantastic.
Kahlua has too much of a coffee taste.
A coffee taste. You can tell it is from a kind of bourbon base from it, and then drink great with coffee. And right now, I did it with coffee. I did it with hot chocolate. Now we're doing it with some milkshakes.
And then right after this, we're gonna be drinking it with rocket fuel.
Yeah,
to
yes.
See what happens.
So a local burger place over near Montrose Burger Joint has this thing called the Eight Wonder Rocket Fuel Shake, and I was like, "Hey, what is in it? It's vanilla ice cream and rocket fuel." So I'm like,
"That
sounds like something I can do." So we're just going to make that, and I'm going to add bourbon cream on that, too.
Look, right now, the mint one,
yeah,
it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes so minty.
Mm, yeah, I want a little bit of that crunch, because that's why I like cookies and cream. And pro tip, if you put whole Oreos in cookies and cream, it's not going to taste as good because of the cream inside of the Oreos. You need to actually just a cookie of the Oreo.
Which is also like the worst like fattening part to it. I mean, we're all concerned when we're drinking milkshakes.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter there.
It's cheap week. It's weekend.
Oh,
we'll go back to eating salads tomorrow.
This is something good to start your morning with.
Do you think
if
you
you're
have,
into like that morning buzz?
Like, if you put some coffee beans on it, I'll do that.
Can you make like a protein shake with it?
Alcoholic protein shake?
Yeah, why not?
Mm.
Just like,
well, they have that
off.
Protein coffee.
Oh yeah. It's here's the thing with protein shakes and stuff. Every time I go to like Nutrition Depot and I'm like, hey, how does this? They always be like, hey, this almost tastes like food.
almost.
It's and now it's kind of funny. I mean, that's how it is. If it tastes, they try to make it taste like food, and you know you're just different Nutrition, and if you can kind of stomach it.
Yeah,
but like I tried drinking like in a green powder, powder that has supposed to have like lots of greens on it.
Really,
I usually mix it with my smoothie and I can like dilute the taste, but I didn't have any stuff for smoothies, so I just drink it straight with like water. It was gross.
Sounds really disgusting.
I'm drinking grass and berries. It's kind
of tough.
Yeah, it's really good. So, what do you think about the milkshake?
I really like it. It's really refreshing,
mm-hmm.
and I really like the texture with the cookies.
Yeah, you gotta add the cookies.
I think that's the best part.
Cool. How did you notice a little bit of kick in it?
Oh yeah, definitely. You can like taste a little bit of it
in
it, and it's not like super overwhelming that you're
yeah.
I'm drinking alcohol now.
Mm-hmm.
It like blends in really well.
Yeah. I also like crunching on the cookies at the end, towards the end.
I didn't get any crunching cookies.
I got cookies. I got like a lot of chocolate chunks.
Yeah.
Wow. That's not cool, but
yeah, you got a little too early.
But I did like it's not so thick either.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we finished it up,
mm-hmm.
that's bad though for.
I don't know.
Is it the alcohol maybe that?
No, the alcohol might be making it.
Might
like
be thinning it out
thinning
a little
out,
bit.
Maybe.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and get the rocket fuel ready. So after the small break, we went and made the rocket fuel one with, of course, Eighth Wonder's Vietnamese porter.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we didn't put milk in this one.
No, it's just coffee, the ice cream. No, coffee. It's Vietnamese the Vietnamese coffee porter, the ice cream, and the bourbon cream.
And that's it.
So it has a little bit more. It has one more ingredient than the one at Burger Joint because that's the bourbon cream.
All right, bottoms up.
All right. Wow.
That's like hazelnutty kind of.
It's creamy.
It's a really interesting flavor.
Mm. Hazelnutty?
Maybe I'm off or something.
Yeah, I like this a lot actually. It's very creamy.
This is really creamy.
So which one do you like better, the mint one or this one?
I don't know.
If there can only be one.
There can only be one? I think I'll go with the Eighth Wonder one.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a little bit more simple.
It's like coffee flavor, isn't it?
It's a coffee flavored milkshake, adult milkshake.
It still has the creaminess of the bourbon too, though.
Yep.
You can taste that.
There's that bourbon aftertaste that you can taste in the back of your tongue.
It comes through. Actually, the bourbon comes through more than the coffee to me.
Yeah, I can see that. The bourbon cream has a really strong taste to it, which is one of the reasons I like it. But I guess the ice cream and the Vietnamese coffee porter kind of get subdued because of that, but that's good.
Yeah.
What have you? I know Buffalo Trace makes it. Is there another bourbon cream?
I can look it up. I'm not.
I know I had this other one that was a bourbon liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the brand right now, but they also sold a bourbon cream, and I've seen that at Specs.
Mm.
Aside from that, the Buffalo Trace is the only other one I've seen. And, of course, you could find it at probably Specs.
Specs, and that's where I got it from, Specs.
NASA Liquor, I know, has this Buffalo Trace Bourbon Cream as well.
Yeah, I looked up Bourbon Cream, and it's mostly from Buffalo Trace. I think they're the most popular one. I can't even feel it already, actually. Maybe that's the tequila.
The tequila speaking.
God, oh, God. Tequila, bourbon cream, and then right now we're going to have some delicious micheladas.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, that's quite a combination.
Yeah.
All right, tell us about the micheladas.
We're gonna be throwing up everywhere. That's what I know.
Well,
it's like I love this. Eric doesn't show up, and we're just parting it up over here.
Like next time Eric's not there, let's go mix some Angry Orchard and some Fireball called Angry Balls. I actually saw it in the bar. You take a shot of Fireball and you have a chaser of Angry Orchard cider, and they call it Angry Balls.
Can I have some Angry Balls?
And I was like, that's just,
I don't know.
No, I'm not gonna do it. Won't do it.
I've had
whiskey where they infuse cinnamon into it. Well, fantastic, but not Fireball. Fireball will tear you up.
At Preamble, they have a leather infused whiskey.
Sounds fancy.
Tastes
as fuck.
Tastes like grandpa.
Delicious, delicious grandpa. I can still see your ashes.
It's actually really good. So, all right. Yeah, if you ever can, let's see.
So yeah, tell us about the michelada you'll be making.
I'm gonna be making micheladas and going to the pro level of Mexicanism,
okay,
using all that stuff. We have some hot sauce, some Valentin hot sauce, a little bit of habanero is going to go in there.
Okay.
We're going to top it off with the celery.
Mm-hmm.
Worcestershire sauce.
Worcestershire?
Yeah.
Worcestershire?
Or salsa inglesa. That's what we call it in Mexico.
English salsa.
Yeah.
So I know there's like two kinds of micheladas or enchiladas. Like,
there's only one. When you ask me, is it with the chili or is it with the lime?
What's the one with the lime called?
Limerita? I don't know.
It's a base of lime with salt, and then you pour a Mexican beer on top of it.
That's just beer with salt and lime.
Yeah.
That's really it.
That's just a combination that you just make regularly.
Okay, because I own a restaurant and they call it a michelada, and I'm like,
no,
what?
That's
okay.
Not a michelada. A michelada has to have the Worcestershire sauce and like the salsa. Right.
Well, I like that one. And I like
Clamato.
That one.
And Clamato.
So we're going to try that one. It's going to be delicious, though.
Okay. I saw that on a billboard that's Bud Light and Clamato together, and they were like, finally, and together. Whatever, I don't know. It can't be Spanish.
If you want to go get a michelada that is like pre-made,
mm-hmm,
don't get those styrofoam cups that you see at the gas station.
Wait, they sell those?
Yeah, they sell, like, they're pre-made like sauce that you just pour in, and then you just pour the beer.
No, some of them aren't even sauces. It's like a little like ball, like it's been dehydrated.
I know listeners can't see my face right now. It's like boarding in like anguish.
And so you pour the beer in, and it fizzes up and everything.
I haven't seen those. Like a bath bomb.
It's a bath bomb.
Michelada
bomb. So guys, just dropping your micheladas. All right.
That's what we're going to have to do one day. Take a bath bomb with the michelada.
Oh, it would burn.
In places that you don't want it to burn.
But they have that Bud Light and Clamato one. I do not.
It's not good.
Yeah, that thing is nasty.
Not good.
Okay.
This is coming from Mexican.
What about the Modelo Cheladas?
Modelo,
try that one.
Yeah,
I've had that one.
Yeah, if you're gonna have to get like pre-made one, Modelo Cheladas are really good, cheap for like what, a 32-ounce can or whatever.
Like $3.
It can't even fit in my koozie.
Well, I think it's like 3.5 to 4% on the alcohol for
that's
the Modelo.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, it's not a lot. It's because cheladas use more of it's more about the taste than anything. I remember in Mexico, I was 16 years old, drinking micheladas like at some resort out there.
So I mean, I don't know if y'all know, but what's the history of michelada? How did like y'all be like, let's just mix like these spices with the beer? Where did that come from?
Oh, hold on, let me get my database that comes with every Mexican.
I'm just asking. Just asking.
Well, I think it's like every concoction that Mexican people do with like snacks. We're like really creative with snacking.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it just comes with that. I mean, it's literally like a
Bloody
Mary.
No, it's like, hey, what can we make that's spicy with our beer? That's basically what happens with Mexico with all their snacks.
You can even do like, what do you call it? Topo Chico with like tahini and drink it like that.
That's what I do. I do that with tahini and lime.
Man,
yeah.
In Mexico, though, the Topo Chico combinations are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
They put it like, I mean, it's they give you like this big styrofoam cup.
Uh-huh.
It's like you're drinking lean, but with Topo Chico. And it's like so much lemon or lime. They put in a shit ton of salt, like tahini and the Valentina and stuff like that.
Love tahini.
And it's just, I love Mexican snacks like that.
They're really creative.
Mm.
Or saladinas, have you ever had that?
Yeah.
So they give you, it's frozen Topo Chico that has
a big Topo Chico.
I don't know, but they just advertise it as that way. But they add chili powder or or just lemon and salt. Mm-hmm. And so it's a block of ice, and you're just licking it.
I love that.
Yeah, so like on a hot day,
oh,
man.
Oh, we can make popsicles.
Topo Chico popsicles?
Yes, with tajin or lime.
Actually, I have a beer we're going to drink also. That it's a Goliad Brewing's Watermelon Ghost.
Ooh, oh yeah.
We'll throw that in there. And Drea, you know the Mexican watermelon paletas?
Yeah.
It tastes like that.
No way.
I swear. It's amazing. So we're going to go prepare the micheladas and we'll be right back. So I brought you guys a michelada. This is really well prepared. In my opinion, this is what I prefer.
I haven't even put the glass to my nose and I can already smell like the tomato.
It's so good.
Okay.
Right? Take a little sip of this. Tell me what you think.
Oh boy. This is so good.
It's delicious. That sir is delicious.
This is great.
With some whipped cream on it and some cookies.
It's so, no, it's like so flavorful.
So this isn't what you're gonna get at like, mm-mm, like if you go to Ruchi's or any like late night taqueria.
Oh,
Chachos.
No.
Yeah, where they just pour like, actually I didn't even put Worcestershire sauce in there now that I forgot.
It's still pretty good.
You should whipped cream. Okay, I'm not gonna put whipped cream.
Actually,
Jen just gave me some whipped cream.
Can you bring the Worcestershire sauce, my wife? Please?
Put out a little bit, like, dab it.
We didn't get one. Wow, never mind. We didn't even get one.
Oh, well. It's still pretty good.
So what's in it? What's your secret recipe?
Apparently not Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire. I gotta have such
Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire. Sorry, we're not British or English. Eric was
we're
here.
Not, we're not white.
It,
yeah,
weird.
If we were here, Eric could correct us.
Yes, his, you know, his Caucasian.
So this one, I've got, of course, it has, if you stir it a little bit, you'll have some hot sauce
it's
on the bottom. and I said stir it because I put a stalk of celery in there just to give it really a really good taste. Then the celery also absorbs the taste as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got, of course, Clamato in it. We used Deep Ellum's Nido Bandito for the beer because it's an amazing Mexican lager. It's a Czech-inspired Mexican lager.
Mm.
Has like all their malts that they use are very Euro-tasting. So, you know, feel very international by doing that.
There's a burn to it. I like it.
That's
So, yeah, it's going to have, I use coarse pepper.
Okay.
Instead of, like, the, you know, the ground pepper or anything like that. I use fancy sea salt. The fleur de mer.
Fleur de mer.
Yeah, it's a sea salt that they have to, like, get up early in the morning to cultivate because it's at the tip of,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fancy.
It sounds fancy, but I found it like for $3 at HEB. So.
Okay.
Then it uses, of course, don't get the spicy Clamato because it offsets a lot of the taste if you do. And I use like the San Luis or the Valentina hot sauce in there too.
Valentina is my hot sauce.
So, yeah, I couldn't find Valentina where I went shopping, so I just picked up the San Luis. It's like 37 cents.
You should have told me I have like four bottles of like salsa. No, Valentina. It's called.
Is it that white one over there?
No, it's a Mexican brand that's banned in the United States.
Okay. Contraband salsa.
I did. That's why I went
to
Mexico. Because of the ingredients in it. I think it has some ingredients that are not with the
THC.
FDA approved.
THC. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, THC in it. Marijuana.
It's called Tamazula.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Got some water. It's a little...
Yeah, it's pretty good, though.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And you mix it to where that mixture, before you put in the beer... has half of the your cup. So right now we're using pint glasses. So I filled it halfway with the mixture, and then the rest is filled with the beer, a little bit of ice, and the celery.
Oh, it's great.
It's great.
Really like it.
So, yeah, it's like I've always been a fan of micheladas. Just their taste is so tangy and spicy and all that.
You drink this for breakfast like you do with a Bloody Mary.
This is the kind of drink that you drink after you get really wasted one night and you want to sober up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a Sunday brunch drink.
Oh, brunch.
The hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog. Brunch is my favorite thing. I was going to tell Dryden to drive here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is a brunch drink. Totally. It is comparable.
We got some migas with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's comparable to a Bloody Mary.
Yep.
You know, the true michelada, not the shit they give you like at taqueria and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This one with like a barbacoa caldo, oh my god.
Now, the ones that they give you at taqueria, the thing is, they they add too much of the Worcestershire.
Yeah.
Yeah, the English sauce.
So they put it in to mask the bad beer, I guess.
Not necessarily. I mean, the Worcestershire sauce gives it a really specific flavor. But the thing is, like, if you put too much in it, it's too much sodium. It can overtake the flavor of the rest of the ingredients. So you need to be really
really light-handed on it. More mm-hmm. on the clamato and more on the hot sauce.
I used to hate the idea of this in a Bloody Mary because I'm like, savory drinks. What the hell is what?
Oh yeah, there's also a couple of drops of habanero sauce in there too.
Okay, that's that burn.
Yeah, that's what had that burn on it. The sweetness comes from the Valentin hot sauce,
mm-hmm.
and then the tanginess comes from the clamato, and then combined with the beer, there you go.
There, it's a perfect michelada.
It's a pool drink for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like one of these. It's like, let's go outside and just hang out near the pool and have some of this.
Bask in the
sun. I even
made it fancy with these celery stalks. So, look, I'm going to be annoying on the show and...
I hate celery.
Really?
I can't munch on that.
Have you had celery soda?
I hate it.
So, we're going to finish these up and then continue on to our voyage of summer drinks.
Oh. What's going on next?
We've got a beer from Goliad Brewing that we'll be trying, a Watermelon Ghost.
Ooh, nice.
Okay, so now this is Goliad Brewing... They're watermelon ghosts. I don't know.
Ghosts.
I'm already feeling it, so, you know.
So ABV on that thing.
This one, I believe it's like a 4%. It's nothing heavy. It's right. Normally ghosts aren't. If you've never had a ghost, they're more of a salty kind, not so much of a sour, but more tart. Go ahead and take
a
sip of this.
Watermelon. Wow.
This reminds me of eating a watermelon.
Yeah.
And like putting Himalayan salt on top of it. Oh my god.
Spring salt in that watermelon?
You just had to say Himalayan salt, not just salt. But no.
Well, no, like Himalayan salt, it's a little bit different because it like makes
from the Himalayas.
It brings the flavor of the melon, like it intensifies it.
Not really. Now, here, we're going to try this. Put some of this tahini in there.
I like Tajin.
Tajin?
It completely changes it. So tajin, of course, is the that spicy seasoning from Mexico.
It really does change the flavor, but I think it makes it a little bit more tangy.
It makes it a little tangier. I should prefer it without the tajin.
Well, I ruined it for you then.
Ruined.
I think it's the glassware that we're drinking out of, because if you're actually drinking out of glass, you get a completely different profile. That's what I'm noticing right now, drinking it like this. But I drank this with tahini out of glass. It tastes amazing.
Yeah.
But also might be the tanginess. But this is a really good, you know, hot day beer too. Especially being salty. It's like drinking Gatorade.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Or Brando.
Yeah. Tastes like a bunch of people who are at Evo, salty. Video game guys now.